I can't top that. It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Ferguson is on edge. Some business owners are busy fortifying their shops. At a gun shop near Ferguson, the manager says sales of firearms for personal protection are up about 50%.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday. Happy Veterans Day to all those who have served and protected our country for so long and for so many good wars that you have saved us and given us freedom. We thank you for that this morning. And we are reporting from Mobile, Alabama. However, the weather is the story across the country. The blast of wintry weather blew into parts of the Rockies, upper Midwest yesterday, bringing a foot of snow in some areas, along with plunging temperatures. The cold weather is expected to eventually blanket the central U.S. from the Rockies to the Great Lakes region, and the frigid air pushed in by a powerful storm that hit Alaska with hurricane force winds.
This is early, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is we're in the middle of fall, and the calendar is saying we're in the fall era, but this is winter. This is a blast of winter everywhere.
Get the big coat out.
It's big draws, long, yeah.
Get the long johns, get the big bear out.
Yeah. And your coat too.
Nothing super day.
Oh, okay.
No, that's okay, David. I took a bigger beating Monday after the Bears game on Sunday. That's okay. A lot of people are mourning the death of Pastor Miles Monroe and his family. They are believing that he and his wife, the evangelist, and his wife were among those killed in the plane crash over the weekend in the Bahamas, killing all 9 people on board. It had taken off from the Bahamas capital of Nassau, crashed while attempting to land around 5:00 local time at Freeport. And they have not officially identified all of the bodies, but amongst those who were not there were Reverend Andy Young. In a statement released yesterday, shortly before he was set to deliver a keynote address at Monroe's Global Leadership Forum, said he was not scheduled to be on the plane carrying Dr. Monroe, his wife, and other passengers, and never planned to be. Any reports to that are incorrect. Mm-hmm. And they say that they don't know who this person was who was reporting to others that he had planned to be on the plane. He said that, but there is no truth to that.
But the evangelist
Miles Monroe.
He was really big.
Oh, if you watch the Christian channel, my sister keeps it on it 24/7.
And he's on there. He was on there all the time.
A lot. Yeah, he's on there.
Oh,
a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his wife.
Yeah. As well as some other members of his ministry. And it was a very sad day for a lot of people who were tweeting. It was across the Twitter world about people having felt the loss. Mm. Dr. Craig Spencer, who was diagnosed with Ebola in New York City last month, is now free of the virus and will be released from the hospital today. He poses no public risk and will be discharged from the hospital.
This is the one that went bowling and on the subway.
However, one thing that he won't be able to do is have sex for 3 months.
Is he married?
He has a girlfriend.
That's about right. That's about right.
Oh, he gets that, David? Really? And speaking of marriage, an oil executive has been ordered to pay nearly $1 billion to his now ex-wife in one of the largest U.S. divorce judgments in history.
How much?
Almost $1 billion. It's $995.5 million.
That's what it's going to cost, huh?
That said, he is worth an estimated $14 billion, and he must pay his wife Sue Ham a total of $995.5 million.
She didn't get a billion.
She didn't get it all.
She didn't get a billion.
Jay said what you need to hear.
He has to pay in installments worth at least $7 million a month.
Yeah, but the happiness, Sybil, he has.
And the happiness she
has.
Oh,
yeah. Well, then that's 2 happy people. You didn't have that before.
That's right.
15 before the hour. This is the TJ of us.